You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and as always, we thank you for being with us today, this beautiful day here in Albuquerque. A little warm, but you know what? Not as warm as many other places very close to us.
Yeah, and for the record, we are about 20 degrees cooler than Phoenix. Okay, now you know that the Southwest is not all one place.
So I ran into somebody when I was there a week and a half ago for the track meet. And the person used to live in Albuquerque, and he was saying that because of the elevation change, 105 there is similar to 95 here. What do you think about that?
It doesn't feel the same.
I agree.
Maybe it's
a mind over matter thing, and he has effectively allowed his mind to make it a better place.
Can I be honest with you? One of the reasons I
prefer that you always be honest
with
me.
All right, that's kind of more of a
I'm just being a butthole.
Form of speech. I finally came to a conclusion of why I could never live in Phoenix full time, because I would not want my body to adjust to the heat so much that whenever I travel somewhere in the winter, it's like debilitatingly cold.
Interesting.
Because you know how we have some students who come from Phoenix over to Albuquerque in the winter to do some training and whatnot, and they expect it to be all rosy and Phoenix-like, and it's not. Yeah. And they're always like, it's so cold. I'm like, dude, it's 60 degrees out. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like,
seriously. We love 60 degrees. Yeah. No, and Phoenix is a really cool place. I actually like Phoenix. I know it's not your favorite place, but anyways,
it's a great
I don't know why we're talking about Phoenix.
No, but it brings us into a question with this Phoenix heat. And Phoenix heat can cause lots of technology problems due to the heat. And let's say that you lost a Phantom. Mm-hmm. How are you going to replace it?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Hey, Paul. Hey, Rob. Kevin, New Jersey again. I had a question about how you guys are going to potentially handle the Phantom 4 or the Phantom line in general going DMS, the diminished manufacturing supply, in terms of lots of batteries, extra bodies, remote controls, and stuff like that. Are you guys stocking up on that because that's going to be your mapping tool for the next 10 years, or are you guys already starting to look towards other platforms down the line? I'm just trying to think about, you know, in the future here, what potentially is the supply chain logistics of a business when these products can potentially be around for 2-3 years and then the company decides, well, we're not going to make them anymore. I know I went and started looking at like the Altel products, and they've got that Evo, which is basically like a Mavic. And they used to have the X-Star, which they don't seem to make anymore, which was kind of like a Phantom. And then Unique has their H520s. But, you know, there's pros and cons to every single platform you look at. Some are really pretty good, but not so much for the price. Some have a good price, but they're not really that great for mapping, yada, yada. So what is your strategy, or what should anybody out there that's in the mapping world, what's a recommended strategy to handle this type of scenario where your supply chain of the product that you use is potentially going to go bye-bye in, say, a 5-year window? Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, Ken. Always very well thought out questions. And of course, I'll just be honest, this question is from a little while ago, so I think we've gotten some information since relative to DJI and the Phantom series, and it sounds like they're going to ramp production back up. But let's just address the question as if not. I don't know, because I just cannot imagine that this niche that's in the market that the Phantom has filled so well is just going to go away. It doesn't make sense.
I don't think it's going to go away. Otherwise, DJI will go away.
Yeah.
I really believe that. In fact, there have been so many manufacturers that have literally popped up in the last 6 months, especially in light of what's been going on with the security issues with DJI. There's been a lot more that's been popped up, which, by the way, is not unique to DJI. That COTS ban from the military was an over-the-counter drone ban. It wasn't just DJI. And now, while that's not affecting 90% of our pilots, it is actually affecting more and more of our enterprise customers, Rob. So this is actually a very significant issue. That being said, let's say that the Phantom never comes back. Mm-hmm. Are there still going to be accessories for the Phantom? And the answer is a hard yes. It's actually very simple. The Phantom 4 RTK is still in production. They are still using Phantom parts to make the RTK. All right. They
It basically is a Phantom.
It is a Phantom.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Yeah. That's why it's called a Phantom. So anyway, the Phantom will still have accessories. It'll still have batteries. It'll still have props. It'll still have, you know, parts available because they're still making the P4 RTK, which uses the same batteries. Mm-hmm. It uses the same props. So we're still going to have those accessories available to us. Now, that was before drone DJ, our friend Haya Costello, coming in clutch one more time. Why? Well, actually, I got to find the article now. Yes, there's a new gimbal coming out from DJI, and also Skydio is trying to compete with the Mavic 2 Pro. So, yeah. But here we go. Here is the news that I've been wanting to talk about. We didn't get a chance to do a news show last week just because crazy hectic schedules, but DJI restarts the DJI Phantom 4 Pro V2 production. A little more than a week ago, we suggested that DJI should restart, blah, 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 blah. Long story short is, it's rumored to have been restarted. Now, there is proof in the pudding here because, in fact, I'm going to see if I can get this to pull up in the DroneU community.
Inside peek.
Inside peek in the DroneU community. Oh, yeah. Sony launches a new camera. Very, very excited about that. Here we go. This is the post I wanted to show everyone. So if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, you can go to YouTube and watch this show and you can see the video. But here we have Sean Stevens says, looks like DJI has some Phantom 4 batteries back in stock. 1 hour later, already gone. Like, already gone. Wow, that was fast. And then see, they posted, already sold out again. So, like, they are coming back. But as you can see, the word got around really fast that batteries were back in stock and they were all bought. And I can give you the reason as to why. Batteries on Amazon, if you go to Amazon right now, you'll realize that the batteries are a lot more expensive. Hold on. Let's see. Regular battery, high capacity battery. Wait a minute. $149. I'm actually going to add this to...
That's actually better.
Oh, it's a renewed battery. Oh, yeah. Not buying that.
So is it the one that's $189?
Uh-huh.
Right there?
Yeah, they're supposed to be $169. And everywhere, the business price is $189. If you don't have Amazon Business as a business account, then it's actually like if you
we go to... $199, it looks like, maybe.
Yeah. So they're supposed to be $169, but they've been selling for almost $200. If I went to all other buying options, yeah, I'm glad that you saw that. They're $199, $200. So makes sense, you know? But the fact is... You know, guess what? They are still making parts for the Phantom. Now, I do want to address a question that had come up recently from a member who was very diligent, Rob, about not updating their firmware. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they started having IMU issues, horizon drift, and their gimbal is just suddenly drifting from horizon to horizon, which I've seen myself. It's not uncommon. Typically, a firmware update will fix it. Well, he had made a point to never update his firmware. So he plugged in his phone, which was connected to the internet, plugged in DJI Go 4, and then all of a sudden, and this is according to him, all of a sudden, his gimbal starts drifting. He does an IMU calibration, no fix. I gave him instructions about doing the IMU, then power cycling the drone, letting it sit there for 30 minutes. So that way the IMU can kind of cook, go outside, do a compass cal in an area with non-ferromagnetic interference. After all that, he was still having issues and then had a firmware updating issue. And I just want to, again, tell everyone that if you don't want to deal with these issues, nolimitsdrones.com to fully unlock your drone. So this way you won't have any of those problems. You do own the equipment and you do have the right to do this, so go for it. I may get some slack for it, but I don't really care. So there's that.
Well, I think you care. It's
well, I
just,
do care. But I also believe in full transparency. Right. I also believe in the feedback loop. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, we live in a capitalistic world, not just in America, but in the world. And it's just like, you know, if people want things, the market will either give it to them or people will not use the market anymore.
Yeah, they'll figure something else out. And yep. So on that note, it's one of the things.
Call that natural selection for businesses.
Absolutely. As it relates to the Phantom and other options, that is something that we're constantly, I don't know, just making sure we're aware of everything that's out there that might actually do the job as well as the Phantom 4 Pro does, particularly as it relates to mapping, right? And that it's still the one that's out there because Ken was asking, are you looking at other options just in case? But right now, it's still the best.
For mapping, unfortunately, yes, unless you build your own drone, which we're in the middle of, so.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
There is that. Anyway, we answered that question. There's no need to beat around the bush anymore. If you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. Please let us know. Also, check out our upcoming events page. If you go to thedroneu.com and you pull up our website, under the training tab, you'll see all of our upcoming training. Just go to training events. And in those training events, you'll see what's coming up, which is here in, we have a training in Albuquerque, we have a training in New York a couple days later, that is a mapping training, and then we're doing our big business mastery and mapping training. So I would highly recommend that you check this out. It's we have an entire schedule where we talk about it. I don't know if this link goes to the Ticket Tailor page or if it goes to the page with details.
That will go to the Ticket Tailor page so you can actually sign up.
Gotcha. Well, I think the business mastery is something that you guys are not going to want to miss. It is 2 days of working on your business. We're not going to spend 2 days working on your why. We are actually doing very, very, specific exercises. So if you go to bit.ly/DU business bootcamp or bit.ly, just like that. Click that link and this will take you to the business bootcamp page with all of the details on what we're doing. Yes, there are a lot of details actually on exactly what we're doing because there's a lot of information here. We're also offering the flight mastery class, so check it out. That is going to do it for us today though. Thank you again for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name's Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.